Jayatam, that was Dhyan. That time people would meditate for thousands of years. They had very long lives. Everything was organic. Everything was very peaceful. So you could meditate for a long time. Chaitayam yachitam makayam. Chaita yuga, life reduced 1/10. And then there was fire homas, or sacrifices. People would get self-realization by doing fire sacrifices. Sometimes it's said that the rishis, they would do a fire yajna and Narayana himself would appear out from the fire, riding on Garuda, and give blessings to everyone. So all the people present could see. But that required some very... It was Treta Yuga, that was the Yuga Dharma, and the rishis were also very special. That time Ramchandra also came, and the rishis were doing yajnas, and the demons were disturbing the rishis, so Lord Ram, he protected the rishis. Then the Dwapara Yuga, Kṛte Daitam Vishnu, Chaityam Yachitam Akayu, Dwapayam Parichajayam. So in Kali, in the Treta, excuse me, in the... Dwapara Yuga, the temple worship was recommended. There are some ancient temples from the time of Dwapara Yuga. Also the Lord was personally present. So people were getting blessings through this temple worship. They would worship the deities with all the agamas. There's some very old deities in India, just like what Jagannath. Each of these deities, they have some different roles. In Jagannath Puri, the deity is always eating. In Tiruvananthapuram, Trivandrum, Padmanabhaji is always resting, he's sleeping. In Vrindavan, the Lord is always as a child, as a youth and child, having his childhood pastimes. In Badrinath, he's a Narayan Rishi, he's always meditating. In Mayapur, he is always as a devotee. So like that, there's different temples, they have different moods. But in Kali Yuga, we see some of the temples are run down and they're not well taken care of. People have a difficulty focusing. They go for just a few seconds to see the deity and then they're not able to focus the mind for very long. It says, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, the process is Hari Kirtan. Kirtan means the chanting, like you are all doing. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is, even when we do the temple worship, we chant Hare Krishna and different bhajans, worship, kirtans. The Kali Yuga, this process, is the recommended sacrifice for the age. In fact, in the 12th canto, the 10th canto, 12th chapter, then Sukadeva Goswami is telling so many of the defects of Kali Yuga. This is the age of irreligion, of hypocrisy, of different problems. The kolo dosha nidhi rajan, this is an age, it's an ocean of defects. How many defects I can say? I already said many, many verses of problems. Kalo dosha nidhi rajan. Hastiha ka mahat guna, but it has one good quality. You know what that good quality is? Yes. Kalo dosya nidhi rajanasi yaka mahat guna kirtanat eva krishnasya. That you can chant Krishna's name. A very easy process, singing. Not so difficult to sing, dance. Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha. We get liberated from the contamination of the materialistic life. Parang vajat, and you go to the supreme abode at the end of life. Even little children can participate. They like the music, they like singing, clapping their hands, dancing. So said, there's one good quality, there's an ocean of defects in Kali Yuga, one good quality, hasti heka mahat guna, one good quality. Doesn't say 2 or 5 or 100, there's only one. That's chanting Krishna's name. If someone's in the Kali Yuga and they're not chanting Krishna's name, then they're just in the ocean of problems. Other processes may be valid, but they're not so powerful. It's like you have some very heavy disease, and someone gives you a placebo, gives you like an aspirin or something. It may give some faint relief, but it doesn't cure anything. The cure is there in such a easy, powerful, sweet method, is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it works works for everybody, whether you're Indian or whether you're Japanese or Russian or whatever background, Westerner, anybody who chants these names, they can immediately start to feel changes in their consciousness. Yeah. Some great rishis, they focus on the bad parts of Kali Yuga, but some they are focusing on the good part. It takes long time meditating, only a few great rishis can do these yagyas perfectly, that everyone could invoke the presence of Narayana. And temple worship, not everyone can do temple worship, only the Brahmins, the Purohits, others can come and see. So, not so widely available for everyone. But by chanting, everyone can do that, young, old. Bhakti Marg, Sri, Haribol. She can also chant, everyone can chant.
So,
as I travel around the world, I go from one festival to the next. That's my main service. During the year, traveling around and meeting with devotees and counseling them and attending different festivals. The ISKCON has grown over the years. The only Prabhupada established in 66, so that's now 42 years. Not very long. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was 522 he appeared. And he's the one who popularized this chanting of Hare Krishna. There are many different people who, many groups chant Hare Krishna because it's not our mantra, it's the mantra given in the Vedas and the Upanishads and the Puranas. So, but I met one person, he came to me and said that he's been chanting Hare Krishna 26 years. But he said, I'm not feeling any happiness. I'm not feeling any bliss. I said, are you a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, no. Well, I got Hare Krishna mantra from some other sampradaya. So, then I advised him that he should chant the Panchatattva mantra before chanting Hare Krishna. Then by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he'll get some spiritual bliss. He said, I don't know that mantra. So I wrote it down for him, gave it to him. You all know the mantra, the Panchatattva mantra? Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadharo, Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So he thanked me, he said, buddy, I'll try it, see what happens. Then after about 3 months I came back to that place and this person came running to me and he grabbed my feet. I said, what are you doing? And he's crying. He said, what mantra you gave me? What mantra you gave me? Now ever since I chant that, when I chant Hare Krishna, I'm feeling so much bliss. Tears are coming in my eyes, my hairs are standing on end, I'm feeling so much bliss. Thank you for this wonderful mantra. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, not my mercy. So we want to see many experiences like this. Prabhupada said the Panchatattva mantra is 1,000 times more powerful than Hare Krishna. So then someone asked him, then why don't we just chant that? He said, no, but you get the effect when you chant Hare Krishna. Because Lord Chaitanya ordered to chant Hare Krishna. So it's like charging up your turbocharge. You get charged up, when you chant Hare Krishna, then you can experience. How many of you chant japa? Jasoda chants japa? This is, you see, like in between. We come together, and today's Sunday, special Sunday program. We hear that we chant some kirtan together. The kirtan, when many chant together, that has also some special powers. But in between, we can keep chanting every day by chanting the japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You chant the japa, you can do in 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes about maximum, 108 mantras. So 108 mantras times 16 names, times 16 rounds is 1,728 mantras, or 25,000 names of Krishna. So that's considered, that's in a year, if you calculate it, 25,000 a day, In 1 year, you become a Crorepati. In India, they have a show called Kon Banam Ge Crorepati, right? Some television show. Who's going to become a 10 millionaire? So, when you chant Hare Krishna, the 16 rounds per year, per day, per year, then it's 1 crore. And if you do, say, if somebody can't do 16, they do 8, then it's 55 million. Or if you do 4, that's 2.5 million. So it all adds up. Recurring deposit scheme. Banks have different schemes, like you can give a fixed deposit, recurring deposit. So you're depositing every day. Even if you do 2 rounds a day, which is 15 minutes, that's 1.25 million. So they're at least a millionaire. So doing something of this every day, this is the yoga dharma, this is the one good quality. This can not only change your karmas, this can awaken your spiritual knowledge. So to miss out on this, it's not that, it's like some personal opinion, I'm saying these are all verses from the Vedas. Kali Santarana Upanishad tells like, the full 16 mantras that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Soda Sakam Nam Nam. So this 16 names, 16 spiritual names, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, destroys all the bad qualities of Kali. He said it's an ocean of defects, people tend to deal with each other very sharply, tend to be untruthful. Even sometimes there's a misunderstanding and arguments between father and son, husband and wife, so many different, all these different, normally very close relationships, sometimes they get strained. So all this kalmash, all these contaminations of Kali Yuga, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nasha means to destroy. Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nata Paratya Upaya, there's no better alternative. Upaya means option or means, no better means, Paratya, better. Sarva Veda Shadishate, all you can look and find in all the Vedas, you won't find a better system, better process, better means, upaya means. You see, but some people ask, why not everyone? Everyone's not doing it. Why they're not doing it? And they ask us, you know, like, well, then you can't blame us. At least we're telling everyone. If they don't do it, what can we say? That's our question. When it's such a special mercy given by the Lord, that in the Kali Yuga we can get His full mercy by taking shelter of His holy names, why everyone's not doing it? Probably because they don't know. Nobody told them. So we don't want to be guilty. We know we should tell. Somebody has to tell. You can try it, because it works for you, you can tell. Get your parents, get your friends, get your relatives, get your neighbors, your work colleagues. I just gave a seminar at Manipal in Karnataka near Udupi, it's a famous university town in India, on dealing with stress. All the negative defects, that's one of the products of Kali Yuga, is stress. So some devotees researched that modern psychologists studied that how to relieve stress. They found that meditation is the best And of all the types of meditation, the mantra meditation seems to produce the best results of stress relief. So even if people only do it for relieving their stress, there's more room, there's maybe some squeeze a little bit this way. But it's not that only in the Kali Yuga the holy name is powerful. The holy name is powerful in every yuga. Like in Satya Yuga, there was Ajamil. You heard of Ajamil? He was a Brahmin who he was married and a family, but somehow he got entangled with a prostitute. It's a long story, it wasn't a sudden thing, it was a gradual thing. But eventually he left his wife, left his society. Since he was like an outcast, he became a robber and a thief to maintain the children that he was making with his partner, his prostitute friend. And so he happened, though, somehow he called his younger son Narayan. Maybe because he was formerly in the Brahmin society, he called Narayan. So sometimes the youngest child is very favorite of the parents, so he'd always call his son, "Come here, Narayan! Come here, sit here, sit on my lap. Narayan, let's go for a walk. Narayan, let's sit down and have prasad. Narayan." So all day long he's calling Narayan, Narayan. But he's just calling his son, not that he's doing any spiritual, purposeful meditation. But somehow his son is Narayan, called name Narayan, so he kept calling him. So when he was dying, he wanted to see his son, so he called out, "Narayan!" And he died. The last thing he called was Narayan. I said, "Narayan antasmiti," remember Narayan at the end of your life, and you get saved. So the Yamadutas came to take him to hell because he was cheated on his wife, abandoned his children, he was a robber, he was an adulterer, so many different things. So they thought that we have a good program for him in hell. Special rehabilitation program. But the Vishuddhutas came and said, "No, you can't take him because he chanted Narayan." So he got purified. The two are arguing. The messengers of the Yamaraj were giving their claim that he should come with us because he's a sinner. And the Vishuddhuta said that no matter how many sins you can commit, but if you chant the name of Krishna, it all gets wiped out. And he wasn't doing it. Some people, they want to cheat. They say, "Okay, I'll do a lot of sin and I'll just chant." But you can't cheat Krishna like that. You should try not to do. Or in his case, he just called his son. He was doing it innocently. He wasn't trying to cheat Krishna. He was a sinner and he was somehow calling in Narayan's name without any ulterior motive. So as a result, then he was given a second chance. He revived. And then he gave up his sinful activity, went to Badrinath and started chanting Hare Krishna, different mantras there. He got saved, went back to Godhead. In the Treta Yuga, how did Hanuman build the bridge? What did he do?
Ramnam.
Ramnam. Where did he put the Ramnam?
On the stone.
And since Vishnu is heavier than the heaviest and lighter than the lightest, all the stones became light. They were floating. Now there's a big controversy about that in India. Now it's come down with, but last year they wanted to break that bridge. Last year we went to South India on the safari and the boatman said, "We can take you out to the bridge. It's only 4 feet deep and it's like a road. You can just still walk on it after thousands of years." pay him 100 rupees or so, and he'll take you out and you can walk on the bridge. So, Treta Yuga, the Ramnam was working. Hari Bol. Then in Dwapara Yuga, Draupadi was being attacked by Dusasana, who wanted to disgrace her in public, disnude her, something a civilized family, how they could even think to do such a thing, to abuse the modesty of a pious lady. Nobody could save her. See, nobody was, everyone was somehow compromised with the Duryodhan. So then she called on Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava. By calling on Krishna's name, she was protected and Krishna became her sari. She became unlimited sari, so they couldn't pull off. This more and more sari kept coming. So in all the yugas, there's examples where the name is very powerful. But in Kali Yuga, everything else has become a little weaker. But the holy name is still powerful, therefore we take shelter of the holy name. So we have a rented center now, and here we like different devotees have facilities. This is Sanjay Krishna Chandra's apartment building community facility. We'll get together weekends or every day, whatever often you can do, at least on the weekend. We can sing to Hare Krishna together, we can hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we can go take some prasadam, discuss. In between you can chant in your house a little arti, mangal arti, morning. In the future, when I have a bigger temple, more space, more facilities. And we gather, there's a temple to gather together. But probably some of you have to go to work by the, what do they call it, metro, subway? What do they call it here? Subway? So, you can chant in the train also. You can chant while you're walking. Chant while I'm flying. And this way, whether you walk to work or shazitsu to work or drive to work or however you get to work, you can also sing Hare Krishna. When you're in your house, you can chant Hare Krishna. Why not take advantage? Krishna's giving a special benediction. Now it's the month of Vaishak, which in the Puranas states that like the month of Damodar, the month of Vaishak has 100 times the potency. If you have devotee visit your house, if you chant, if you do charity or different, any kind of spiritual activity, then you get 100 times the benefit. In the Padma Purana, there's history about one Brahmin, Vihasta, he was trying to have children, but somehow he couldn't have children. And then He wanted money, he tried working different ways, but somehow he was never very rich, never, he was very poor. So he suggested to his wife that I'll go off and get a job in some foreign land. Maybe he wanted to come to Japan, I don't know. Since in the Puranas, maybe there was no, Japan wasn't known by Japan maybe at that time, or Nippon. She said, I don't have any children, and we don't have any money, but if you go off, I won't have a husband either. I'll be all alone. So, I don't think it's a very good idea. You say you want to do it for me, but I'm happy that at least I have a husband. I said, anyway, why are you so upset about getting a child? You know, there's no guarantee that the child will be good. There's five different kinds of children mentioned in the Vedas. There's Asurik, there's Rin, there's Satru, there's sometimes you get a child because of bad karma. So the child causes a lot of trouble for the parents. Sometimes because an enemy wants to get back at you so they become your child and they can cause you more suffering. And then there's also that because of debt. Say that you died and you still have a debt to someone and your children didn't pay it back, nobody paid it back, then he becomes your child to get back from you what you own. So this kind of child always demanding from the parents, not giving, demanding. So there's three kinds of children, not good, but a lot of problems for the parents. Then there's the Suputra or Suputri, someone who is very religious, very good. The Srad for the parents after they die, serve the parents in their old age, and the devotee. So that's a good child. Then the fifth kind of child is called Udasin. They're not against the family, they're not for the family, they're just very much detached. So, that's also not very good. Maybe not as bad as the other first three, but not helping. So, there's no guarantee that we'll get a Suputra, that could get any other kinds of children. So, but why don't just be whatever we have, we can be happy. So then he said that no, I still want a child, I'm very much attached. He said, well then why don't you go and talk to Vishishta Rishi, he happens to be visiting nearby. He's a great Rishi, he knows three Kalyan, he knows the three times. He can tell you why you're not getting children, why you don't have money. So he went over to see the Vishishta Muni and asked Vishishta Muni, what's the problem, why we're not having children? And why we don't have any money? He said, well, in your previous life you were a rich businessman from a Sudra background, but you didn't use your money to serve your family or to serve society. You accumulated money and you buried it. You never even told your wife where you buried the money. You were just into making money. You didn't take care of your family, didn't take care of your children, so then you died and nobody knew where the money was. So even though you were a rich guy, Kropati, you didn't use your money for the family, so they were suffering like anything. What's the use of being married to some rich guy if he's a miser, number one? So, because of that, you don't have any children, don't have any money in this life. It's your karma. And he said, well, that makes sense. I misused my previous life, the opportunities I had. And how did I get born as in a Brahmin family, and how did I get such a good wife? And she's so intelligent, she advised me to speak to you. She's really a wonderful lady. How did I get her? Then Vasishtha meditated. Well, I don't see anything that you did good in your life, except one thing. In the month of Baishak, for 3 days, some devotee guided you. In the last 2 days of Baishak, you did some spiritual, the month of Baishak, you did some spiritual things. Because of that, you're born in a Brahmin family and you got a good wife. So now what's the solution? How can I change my life now? I said, well, now there's 7 days left in Baishak. So, do something spiritual in these 7 days and maybe you can turn around your whole portfolio of bad karma. So he went back and he did some spiritual activities and served the Vaishnavas. And then after that he somehow became wealthy and he got children and he became a devotee, and so he went back to Godhead at the end of his life. So now it's Baishak also. It's up until the Purnima is the 19th in India. I don't know here, maybe it's a day different, could be different, could be the same. 19th of May, 18th is the Chaturdasi, Narasingha Chaturdasi, so the Purnima is the 19th. So what day is it today? 5th? 4th? 4th. So you got 15 days. Must be the, more or less, like Amavasya now, more or less, tomorrow. So, try to rack up in these special bonus months. Get as many good credits as you can. 100-time bonus. And many people in this month who are not traditionally vegetarians, they become vegetarian at least for this month, the Vaishak, and sometimes the Kartik. And it's a very good Kartik. You also get 100 times. Kartik is more spiritually oriented, and this is both good karma and spiritually both. So there's a lot of... In fact, now our congregational preaching ministry is promoting the Damodar festival to go around in the houses of different people who invite you and do a short 15-20 minute Damodar Puja. In Malaysia they've been really doing this in a big way. Maybe you can have somebody come here and give a seminar for Malaysia, how to do it. They went up from 31 per day to now they did last year 3,800 and something. And had over 70,000 people offer lamps to Lord Damodar. Because they have researched the Puranas, how your whole forefathers and so many people are delivered by anybody who offers a lamb to Lord Damodar, Lord Krishna Damodar, in the month of Kartik. For Baishak, it's kind of general. Chant Hare Krishna, dance before the deities, do Abhishek, bathe in holy rivers, do some vrata, like be a vegetarian, if you're not already, and be Krishna Prasad. Just kind of more general things. But there's an additional one in the month of Damodar, which is to offer an arti to Lord Damodar. So they do a program where all the different Namahattas and Bhakti Riksha groups that they have in Kuala Lumpur and the neighboring area, the federal district, they go in the housing areas and they perform this, they give little pictures of Damodar, they put in their Damodar Yasoda, they put on their altar. They give them pictures away. They do arti, take a group photo with their family, do some prasadam. So each Namahata, when the neighbors also, they say, what's happening here? And they say, well, we're giving them blessings for their family, for their dynasty. I want a blessing too, come and do it with me. So that way, there's the residual mercy spreading out. I think that would be successful here in Tokyo. Some people would like to get blessings in their house in the month of Damodar. Then they keep the contacts. They write down their name and address and phone number and everything. And then, so then they invite them to their temple. They put them on the mailing list. So that way, many people become devotees from the Damodar outreach. Sri Kanta was saying it's 15,000 Indians. And there might be a few Japanese who want mercy. Most people like mercy. Tons of good karma flowing, like mercy, sukriti. So this month, but devotees don't know much about this, the ISKCON devotees, but Vaishak month is something very similar. If you do devotion, and this month you also get very similar. Just we haven't promoted it. That'll be my next thing after that. I have to do some research. But, so like that, there's different bonuses. Once I wrote to Prabhupada, what can we do as a sannyasi? What can I do for the month of Damodar? And he said, well, this is, you're already doing 24/7, you're doing every day, all day, spiritual activities, attending the temple. So for you, you're a regular customer. These special months and special days, the special bonus, the blessings you get, someone who's fully doing every day, so they're gonna, whether it's a sale or not, they're gonna benefit. This is like a shop, they put, 70% discount, 50% discount, everything must go. So some people who are not regular customers, they get attracted, well, maybe there's something I can get cheap there. I mean, when I walk by a store and I see 70%, I think, maybe there's something. Get a good deal. So here you're getting this is 100%. 100%, 99% discount. If there's a nice car for $100,000, you can get it for $100. Or no, $1,000. Still gotta pay for the gas though. It's like that. I mean, it's a very big discount, very big mercy. So we're just trying to encourage everyone, take the mercy, give it out. And now it's a special month, starting the 8th of May, we're having the boat festival, the Chandan Yatra in Mayapur, they told me. I'm going back for the Narsingha Chaturdasi. Do you have any oil left from Narsingha Chaturdasi? Mavra, getting the oil left? How many like that we bathe every year in Narsingha Dev in Ayurvedic essential oils? And then that's a Charanamrita oil. Would anyone like some of that? Yeah, at the end I can give out. Pretty nice smell. So better do the slideshow now, otherwise we're going to run out of time. That's my humble advice, everybody. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Prabhupada once was asked, how we can repay you, you've given us so much. He said, I want you to chant Hare Krishna, be happy and make others happy. Most people, like some people, they have this idea that anything religious is for when you're old, just like wait until about 10 minutes before you die and then become very religious. Because they think that, sense gratification makes you happy, and religion means all kinds of difficulties. But And this particular religious or spiritual activity is very blissful.